So the reason we want to be able to factorize is because we want to get the quadratic into the form of one thing multiplied by another is equal to zero. And then we know that if that's true, either A or B or both of them are zero. So let's consider this. X squared plus 5x plus 4 equal to 0. We can see it's a quadratic because we have only terms of x or numbers, and we've got the highest power is x squared, so we know it's a quadratic. We've already got it in the form of a, b equals 0, except this is not yet factorized. So what I need to do is to factorize this. I need to draw two brackets equal to 0, and I factorize. I start with the first. What gives me x squared? Well, an x and an x. Then I go to the end. What's going to give me a 4? Well, I could go 2 and 2, but if I go 2 plus 2, it gives me 4, not 5. If I go 2 minus 2, it gives me 0, not 5. So that's not going to work as a factorization. How else can I get 4? I can get a 4 and a 1. 4 plus 1 will give me 5, and I want a plus there. The bigger number here must have the same sign as that term there. So that's a plus. For that to be a plus, that'll be a plus there. Now what I've created here, there is my A, there is my B, they have to equal 0. So I use that fact because if A is 0, then x plus 4 is equal to 0, and x is equal to negative 4. If b equals 0, then x plus 1 equals 0, and x is equal to negative 1. By using this little fact that a, b equals 0, I've managed to turn a quadratic equation into two simple linear equations which we can solve. And that's your basic method for solving a quadratic equation.